Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner. It ain't Rob Parker, y'all. It's Ephraim Salaam back once again after hanging in there yesterday. He is live with me in the Fox Sports Radio Studios, and y'all should, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. You know, we put these on YouTube, so I can see Ephraim, he can see me. Y'all should see him meme mugging me before the show. like thinking he can intimidate a brother.
First
you know,
off,
like, it's almost like boxers in the middle of the ring. He meme mugging me like, I'm like, dude, first of all, can't nobody intimidate me.
That's not true.
Secondly,
that's not true. How long you been
you
married?
You 3,000 miles away.
How long you been married? How long?
Let me. Hey, 27 years.
27 years. Let me ask you this: on any given day, if you walk into the house, into the bedroom, and your wife and turns to you and give you that look, what's the first thing that happens within your body?
Oh, I get excited.
No, I'm not talking about that look. I'm talking about, you know what look I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to give you a line that I heard from comedian David Arnold this week in the Martha's Vineyard. He said he'd been married a long time. I don't know, 15, 20 years. He said his favorite word now has become okay. Okay, honey.
Okay.
Okay, because you just want peace as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Peace in the household.
When you hear we need to talk, what does that do to you? And so, exactly. So don't give me that. I can't nobody intimidate me, brother. Come on, man. I've been in this game 19 years.
You've been married 19 years.
We've been married 16, been together 19.
Okay. Okay. So congratulations.
Of course. Black love,
that's
baby.
Great.
That's what we're doing.
Amen.
That's what we're doing, man. It exists.
That's right. That's right. Very important. The family.
Mm-hmm.
The family is the most important.
Yeah, I don't have a baby mama. I got
structure,
wife and children.
Civilization.
That's
right. There you go. There you go. All right. Well, look, let's introduce the iCup group. As you know, I know you ain't been under a rock all day, so there's plenty to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get right to it. First of all, the iCup crew, super producer Rob G is in the house.
Average producer. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Now, when Rob G gets his chance to get on here tonight.
He had some off-putting takes yesterday.
Well, yesterday, he embarrassed. He flat out embarrassed himself.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for him. We got on the ones and twos, the heavy one. I don't know if you know the heavy one, Ethan. Don Brown.
I know Don Brown. When I walked into the studio and saw him at the board, I just said, shook my head. I was like, oh. I said, here we go. Now, Don works with me. Don is my guy.
Really?
He is my board operator. He's my guy. And we've even given Don his own segment.
Really?
Yeah, which I regret every weekend.
There you go. There you go. Well, he'll be on the ones and twos spinning. And on the updates, our man, Brian Finley, the loquacious one. All right. I'm going to throw it right to you, Ephraim. Kevin Durant basically rescinds his trade demand. He met yesterday with, he met with Steve Nash, the head coach, Sean Marks, and the owner, Josiah, and his wife. And they all determined, KD's agent, Rich Kleiman, was there, and they all determined to continue their partnership was how they worded it.
Right.
And obviously that means KD is going to remain with the Nets. And it would have been one thing had he met with just Josiah and his wife. But he met with Nash and Marks there as well, which I thought was great because, you know, you needed to kill that noise. You needed to get those two face-to-face on the same page. At least it appears that way from the press release. And so bottom line is Kevin Durant's going to remain with the Nets. Here's what I want to ask you, Ephraim. Did KD make the right decision?
Well, he made the only decision.
Mm.
Right? You ever been humbled before? You ever thought that...
Humble pie. Yeah.
You ever thought that you running something... we just talked about marriage, so I can tell you we've been humbled, both
yes,
of us.
Yes.
But you ever been in a situation where you feel, based on your abilities, your gifts, your talents, you're tremendous on radio, on television, you ever felt like I can dictate?
Yes. Yep.
You know, whatever it's going to the situation. Yep. I can move this, I can do that. I have final say.
Yep.
And then you get smacked in the face.
Mm.
That's the situation I believe that's happening here with Kevin Durant. Now he came out in June, like, I'm out. Trey, his extension for $198 million hadn't even kicked in yet.
Right. Think about that.
So he was like, nah, I'm out, right? I'm not doing this. I'm going somewhere else. Even though they paid him to be hurt, brought him in, gave him a lucrative deal, and then you posture, you peacock, you strut, and you watch a whole summer go by. You watch an inferior player in Rudy Gobert get a king's ransom to go to a team where he may not even be needed. I don't know how him and Cat gonna play together.
Cat gonna be out there launching three.
In a league of no centers, now you got two centers, right? So you're going through the whole summer. This is where I want to go. Remember the teams I want to go to. Phoenix.
Well, it,
I want to go
right.
To. Right? I want to go.
He gave two, and then after those two didn't do enough to get him, he gave two more.
And you know what? And then it just kept going and kept going. Right. And he was humbled this whole time because...
Look, you make a great point. And here's the thing, Ephraim. He wasn't only humbled. He was humbled on two fronts. He was humbled by his own team because they said, we not just buckling to... And let me tell you probably what KD's thinking. They buckled to James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers buckled to Ben Simmons. The Pelicans buckled to Anthony Davis, right? The Timberwolves buckled to Jimmy Butler. Teams are buckling left and right. And here he is, arguably the best player in the world, and they don't buckle. So the Nets humbled him on the one hand.
Yep.
And then
the market.
The other teams, yes, the market humbled him. Because they were like, dude, you nice, KD, but we're not breaking up our core.
We're not going to ship our entire team away to get you to play here by yourself.
Right.
You're not that guy.
It was worse than that, though.
Yeah, but you're not a guy that we can put with just pieces and have success.
It was worse than that. Because Memphis was like, we don't even like you and Ja Morant. Right? We're not giving up Desmond freaking Bane. I like Desmond Bane. He's nice as what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Desmond Bane is nobody's superstar. Neither is Jaren Jackson. They said we're not even giving them up.
The Celtics wouldn't give up Robert Williams.
Right.
They were like, oh, he's off the table. Robert Williams, Jason Tatum, don't even think about it. So now you as a man, as a person, as a human, you got to sit back and you got to, it's a whole something over. Kids back in school, training camp getting ready to start.
Right.
It's September. It's about to be September next week. So now you're like, okay. Right? 4 weeks ago, he flew to London. I want so-and-so gone. I want so-and-so gone. I want a new GM. I want a new coach or I'm out. You come back home. They didn't do anything.
Right.
They called Steve Nash.
Didn't even break a sweat.
They called.
A day later, right? They tweeting out,
we
like our coach and
we
GM.
Good. Right? So now that's another slap in the face. So now you got to really look. You got to reevaluate you and your situation. So the only thing he could do is to go to them and get on the same page. Right? That's the mature thing to do, and I'm glad he did that.
Right.
So I'll give him props and I'll give him credit for being mature in a situation where most would be immature.
I agree with you. Like, I agree with pretty much everything you said. And I like, because KD, to his own detriment, could have dug deeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could have been like, I'm going to look like a fool. I come back to the Nets with my tail between my legs, and I'm going to give him credit that he didn't let his pride get in the way of doing the right thing. He didn't worry about, how bad am I going to look? People going to talk about me on the debate shows. All these other players who got their way when they demanded a trade, and I couldn't. He didn't let any of that hold him back. And I'll give KD credit for this, as sensitive as many people think he is.
Well, he is sensitive, though. Yeah.
He's proven that
to us. We're making up.
Well, here's what I'll say, though. Because I think that's a possibility. But I'll say this about KD. Like, he's able to read all the negative stuff and go back at the people and still go out there and ball.
Well, that's not, that has nothing to do with being sensitive.
A lot of cats can't do that, though.
Like, if you are on Twitter.
I don't know if it's sensitive or is it more.
No.
I think when he had the burner account, that's sensitive. Because you hide.
Yeah, but those behaviors
are
still there.
But when you come out and you put your name on it, you put your face on it.
Yeah.
It's more like, yo, you said something about me. I'm going to call you on
it. It should
I don't know that that's sensitive. It's just, I'm not going to let somebody just say something about me and come and not say anything.
It shouldn't even resonate. They do.
No,
the
but,
dude
that, but it doesn't mean, is it hurting
the,
him?
Hold on. The dude
sensitive,
who works,
is this hurting me?
Hey, man, you're not going.
I don't know if it's hurting him.
I'm about to get sensitive with you cutting me off like this, okay? There's no. See, you. What you're trying to do.
I owe you from that, what, from that Kenny Anderson interview.
What you're trying
so
to
ahead.
Do is bully is me, right, on the microphone. You're trying to show the people that this is your show.
Well, I'm
you're,
letting
wait
you know
a minute.
That
no,
your little
no, no,
stare
no.
down didn't have any impact.
You're
That's
trying
all.
To let the listeners know that this is your show, no matter how great my takes are, no matter
no,
how
that,
poignant.
That didn't enter my thinking.
No matter how poignant my response is and how quick-witted I am, you want the people to know, hey, this is the Odd Couple, this is my show. And I get it. But you're not just going to just loud talk me, right? All right? What I'm saying is,
I gotta hop in because you will take the whole show.
No, I'm just gonna give.
We know, we both know that you will take the entire 180 minutes.
I love to talk, man. That's why I'm in this business,
right? And I'll be like,
You think
I'll be like that all night.
You think you just because you got a little beard? I don't know why you decided to grow that out. That
I call it a grizzly.
That thing looks
a mess. Why
don't
you give it its proper name?
That thing looks
grizzly.
A mess.
I've been hearing Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Things like, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, light skinned Teddy Pendergrass, stuff like that.
That's
you
what
know?
You've been hearing. You need to get out more. And anyway, I say KD is sensitive because he is. Because he'll take the time to respond to the most minute thing to anybody. That is. Do you respond to everybody? Do you
no,
respond?
I don't.
You can't, right? You drive yourself
I don't even
crazy.
Worry about it. Right.
You drive yourself crazy. So any announcer, any random guy, any talking head that has anything to say about KD, he's going to lash back.
But is some of that because he is just so into social media? That's his generation, right? You
matter,
and I
though.
Didn't grow up like that.
A lot of guys are in social media.
See, here's where I would say he was sensitive if it clearly impacted his play.
No,
but when
that
you
has nothing
can
to
go
do with
out
it.
There, respond, call people out, and then go and perform to your utmost ability. I don't know that that's sensitive. And
that
you know this, Ephraim.
The
in
response
New York
is
City,
sensitive.
The in
response
New York,
is sensitive. Yeah.
There are players that do not read the back page. People tell them when you go, don't worry about the back page, man. Don't listen to the radio. Don't worry about what people say. That's sensitive. Because mm-hmm. if I do listen to it, it's going to get in my head. I'm not going to be able to perform. KD's not that guy.
No, I wouldn't call that sensitive, all right? I'll call that mental weakness. If you let what
well,
people,
so
if you,
that.
It, well, we know that. If you let people, what they say, affect you on the court or at your job, now that's a mental weakness. If you feel the need to respond to everyone that has something to say, people who aren't qualified, that's sensitive. It is. It's okay. It's not. I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm saying it as anything you say that he doesn't agree with, he feels the need that he has to address it. It's not necessary.
Well, look, we got almost 3 hours to talk about that and so much more.
You mean you got 3 hours and I got about 12 minutes of
talk time.
No, please.
Like you said, I know who I'm dealing with. Know who you on the mic with, all right? I got to jump in every once in a while, get my words in. All right, league executives better take notes from the Brooklyn Nets. Ephraim, I got to be honest. I'm proud of KD for humbling himself, as you said. And I'm proud of the Nets for sticking to their guns. Don't let this player bully you when he's got 4 years left on his deal. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple. Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard, my man Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. And we're brought to you by AutoZone, because AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Ephraim. I think of myself as a player's guy. When the collective bargaining agreements are up for grabs, so to speak, and there's a lockout or a strike, I'm pulling for the players to get theirs. But I got to be honest, and I imagine you're the same way, having been the next player.
I mean, of course.
Right, being the next player, right, right. But I'm also about fairness. I'm also about what's best for the sport. And I got to be honest, Ephraim, I think a lot of NBA players have gone too far. And I think Kevin Durant demanding a trade, as you said last segment, before his four-year, $198 million contract even begins, even kicks in, is gone way too far. When that team has bent over backwards, gotten rid of one coach for you, hired another coach for you, traded its assets for your guy, James Harden, and watch him quit on the team, done all and giving you that $198 million after you played only 90 games in 3 years. We talk about Kyrie missing games. He played more than Durant these last 3 years. And so I think it was a terrible look, a terrible move by Kevin Durant to demand a trade. I thought it was the height of ungratefulness. And I know this isn't about being friends and buddies. It's a business. But my goodness. And I could understand if you were in a horrible situation. You're with the best team on paper in the Eastern Conference. I'm willing to say they're the best team on paper in the Eastern Conference. And you still demand out. So I, Ephraim, am glad that the Nets took their franchise back, because there is something to be said about when you own a team, a business, whatever it might be, you have the say. And that's what the Nets did. They took back ownership of their team. Kyrie sat up there after the playoffs lost. They got swept by Boston and said, I'm going to sit down with Sean and Steve and we're going to figure it. No. They said, nope, Kyrie, you haven't done right by us over the last few years. And you've been paid handsomely to not do right by us. You get a one-year deal. That's it. KD, no, you got 4 years left on your deal, dude. Like, what? I didn't get to where I am by just giving in and caving to everybody. So, no. So, I'm glad they took back their franchise. I think this is ultimately good for the players, Ephraim, because I think owners were getting so fed up that the next CBA, it was going to be ugly and still might. But I think this could help the players and soften things because KD didn't get his way.
I tell you what, all hell was going to break loose in that next CBA negotiation. And you're right. I was a professional athlete for 13 years. Very pro player. Sometimes our governing bodies in terms of the PAs, NFL, NBA PA, sometimes they may or may not have our best interests at heart. You know, we've had some missteps from the NFL PA.
Yes.
First being no lifetime health care for participants whose bodies will deteriorate.
Absolutely. If anybody should get it.
Makes no sense.
Y'all.
But to stay on topic, you're right. And as an athlete, we're consistently saying there's no loyalty in sports. And that's not within the locker room. We're talking about between ownership and players. And so if you're preaching we want loyalty, right? Okay, we're going to fully guarantee your contract. That's pretty loyal.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty loyal. We're going to make it a lot of money. Right? All we want you to do is come to work.
Yep.
When you're getting the majority of the things that you want, and then you still find a way to want to cripple an organization, which is what demanding a trade does.
Right.
Because it puts the organization in a position that it wasn't prepared for.
That's right.
They just gave you 4 years, $198 million. They weren't prepared for you to come in and be like, I don't want to be here anymore. So if they appease, if they continue, like we saw it, yeah, James Harden wanted out, right? James Harden wanted out a lot of places. Ben Simmons wanted out. You said it earlier. Anthony Davis, I want out. Once you start appeasing players, even on long-term deals. That's the thing that Kevin Durant's wanted to do different than the other guys we just mentioned. The guys we just mentioned was his extension hadn't even started yet.
Right.
They were
what
at the end.
What was the stop? If he had gotten his way, Ephraim.
Oh my God! It was a wild, wild west. Wild, wild west.
What's the top? Zion Williamson
right now.
I think he could be traded. He just signed a huge deal a month or so ago.
Yep.
And he could be traded. I don't think he could
All-Star
be traded until December 15th.
All-Star.
Yeah.
All-Star. Yep. Right. Yep.
What's to stop him at the All-Star break from being like, you know what? I want out.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And this is something that ownership had to do. Because what you want to do is you don't want to keep deteriorating the quality of the product that people are watching.
Right.
That is the number one rule in pro sports for any ownership group, the integrity of the game. You don't get to have a game and come back, you know, I don't even want to be here no more. You're under contract, fully guaranteed.
Right.
In 4 years, we have written you checks worth $200 million.
And remember, he was coming off an Achilles injury.
They paid him to be hurt.
The first year, they knew we not getting a minute from KD.
That's fine, right?
And I talked about 90 games in 3 years. Take away the first year we missed the whole season. He's only played 90 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's not.
He haven't even played. Come on. You're missing almost half the games, KD. We still gave you the extension.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to, as a professional athlete, sometimes you have to look at yourself.
Yep.
It's not always the team's, not always the teammates' fault. Sometimes you have to look at yourself, and I think that's what Kevin Durant did when he walked back his comments and went back
Finally.
In there and decided, hey, I'm going to be here. What are we going to do?
And look, to your point, I'm going to applaud KD for being humble, right? For accepting, not letting his pride get in the way of him doing what was ultimately the right thing. But to your point, I do think he was forced into it. Well, I don't think this was him realizing, you know what, man? We nice.
At this point.
I've been watching Ben in the gym. You know, Kyrie got a ball. We nice. No, it wasn't that. What am I doing? I mean, come on. I didn't have my greatest series against Boston. Jason Tatum, got to be honest, he got the best of me. Let me go back to the net. It wasn't none of that. I wish it had been.
No.
It was, golly.
Somebody held a mirror.
Me.
Somebody held a mirror up. You look in the mirror. You don't like what you're looking back at you. Then now you got to readjust yourself. You got to reevaluate some things. And I think that's where he is right now.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about this throughout the show. It's not the only thing we're going to get into. There's plenty more to talk about, including one Tom Brady. Yeah, we'll get into that. There's a lot to talk about with the GOAT.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it is the iCouple here on the Fox Sports Radio, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could just talk about how Discover makes it easy. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Ephraim, I want to ask you, so Tom Brady, 11 days off from training camp. And Rick Stroud, who does a great job writing about the NFL and the Buccaneers in particular for the Tampa Bay Tribune, he went on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday morning. Here's what he said about Brady's getaway. Look, you hope it is nothing serious with his family, anything like that. It doesn't appear to be.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't read like it is, right? Like it's. It's been some, you know, speculation about what it is and where.
There was a report yesterday. Yeah. It was a vacation.
Yeah, and you know, we were waiting to see with bated breath if it was going to be on the Masked Singer on the season finale, and it wasn't him. and so, you know, it left everybody up to speculate because that's rare. It's very rare that you see someone take that amount of time in the middle of training camp.
Well, let me ask you, as a former player, and I'm sure it's different because he's the GOAT, what he is. But still, would that rub you the wrong way?
Probably not in the locker room. Because of the value that the players know Tom Brady has to the organization. And that locker room it'd be like, man, I don't care. He don't even have to be here the whole training camp. As long as the opening day, September 11th, when we come out and play, he's there. Right? That'll be the sentiment in the locker room because he's earned that respect.
Right.
Guys don't care. They just want him available. They want him to be there. Now, on the other side of that, on another team, I'm like, come on, but that's what we're doing now? We could just take off training camp?
You mean if you played for another team?
If I played for another team and I'm looking at what's going on, and even now as an analyst, I'm like, wow, this is you usually plan your vacations around training camp, prior to training camp.
And see, that's my thing, is that when this story, and I'm assuming it's true, but I don't know for a fact, that he went on a vacation to the Bahamas, right? I'm like, first of all, you don't even have to be Tom Brady and super wealthy to do this. But you're Tom Brady and super wealthy. You could go on vacation anytime you want. You've been off the whole offseason. Y'all could have been vacationing around the globe.
You could have stayed. You could have been in Bahamas for, five months.
Right. Like, you had to do it during training camp? Stop it. Now, here's Rick Stroud on it.
But there are some things, Dan, and I mean this, that are very personal, and it was never health related. There's no issues with his children, his wife. I mean, it's not something that, or his mom and dad. So it's not of that vein. I think when you say personal reasons, it invites speculation. That's just the world we live in. But even somebody with the celebrity of Tom or Giselle deserved to have, you know, time to do what they need to do and with their family. So it is definitely family oriented. And I think that we'll eventually all find out one way or the other.
I'm going to be honest, Ephraim, and I could be wrong. This is pure speculation. I think Brady's having second thoughts. I really, and everybody that listens to this show knows I like Tom Brady. I defend him all the time against Rob. But I think he's having second thoughts. I don't think he has any desire whatsoever to play for a team that he doesn't think can win a Super Bowl. And I think we all know now, it's basically been proven, that he was in cahoots with Sean Payton and the Miami Dolphins to get there. Like, he was ready to leave the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Heck, he did leave the Tampa Bay Buccaneers thinking he was going to get to Miami. And if you notice, I don't know how much of a connection there is, but the story, the NFL officially confirmed that there was tampering and he was involved in this whole big scheme to get to Miami on August 2nd. He began taking days off August 3rd, 4th, 5th, right around there. And so I think when he looks at Ryan Jensen getting hurt, when he looks at some of the other losses on the offensive line, I think he already was like, I don't know if we got it, and that's why I'm ready to move on to Miami. And I think now with the injuries, he's really saying, I don't know, do I want to go through this? That's pure speculation, mm-hmm. But that's what I'm thinking, man.
I would lean more towards... And, you know, just to comment on that sound, when you say surely Tom Brady and his wife and their celebrity have earned the right to go on vacation and do all of that, you're absolutely right, but not doing training camp.
Right.
Right. Your accolades and your celebrity and your net worth and your popularity doesn't undermine your responsibilities.
Thank you.
Training camp is set up for everyone to be there. It's mandatory. So if we're starting to make concessions for players because they want to spend more time with their family, then what are we saying? What are we doing as a sports league? Training camp is set up the way it is for a reason. Camaraderie, team building. You're building a foundation that hopefully can last you through the season into the playoffs with hopefully a championship at the end of it. most teams, some teams don't even stay at home. They go to a university. They stay in dorm rooms. They do all of, there are no guests allowed because they're trying to create an environment where you're bonding. You don't have anything but your teammates and your camaraderie and your singular focus. So now we get to just go on vacation in the middle of training camp, whether you play in the preseason or not.
Right. And what were you doing the last 6 months? You had 6 months to chill with Giselle and go nothing. I feel strongly saying that, Ephraim. Nothing's off limits to Tom Brady. Is that fair?
Yes, that is fair.
There's not a vacation he and his wife could not take. Because it's not just his money. She got tons of money, too.
She got more than him.
Nothing
they can
is
do anything.
Off limits to them.
They can do anything.
And so that's why I'm saying, Ephraim, to me, it's more than this. I'm not predicting it. I'm not hoping for it. I'm hoping he goes out there and plays. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be surprised if next week there's an announcement. Tom Brady's stepping away from football. I wouldn't be surprised. Speculation, pure, 100%. But I'm just looking at this does not make sense. And Brady, you know, this is a guy always looking at tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who understands the importance of repetition, of practice, of setting the tone, setting the culture. What kind of tone is this setting? I agree with you. I think dudes are like, yo, he's earned it. All right, he's the GOAT. Long as he steps in here and he does his thing, we good. But it still doesn't help your culture.
No, because when you start making concessions like that, you know, does Mike Evans next year decide, hey,
right?
You know, we got this thing planned. Or, you know, hey, I want to go do this. Or I want to go, one of the coaches, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, I'm going to drop my daughter off at college. So I got to, you don't even do nothing like, guys missed birth. And I'm not saying it's right.
But it's
I've been on teams where guys have missed the birth of their child. Because this meant that much to him. Right?
Right.
Like so when you, and I'm not saying, look, your seed being born, you can go and do your thing, brother. We understand that. Guys are going for one day. Fly across the country, watch their child be born, fly right back. One day. So when you start poking holes of the integrity of the foundation that you're trying to build as a team with training camp, when you start making your own rules for players, for training camp, things that are mandatory, does Tom Brady get to show up to meetings late? Not saying that he does that, but would it be excused? Right? Does Tom Brady,
right?
You know, does Tom Brady get to miss weight every Friday when you weigh in? Right?
You're right, though. You are absolutely right. And I think this is an element we haven't discussed. You got a new coaching staff. I mean, right? That
facts.
It takes away their authority.
Yep.
It makes it look like you're not listening to them. We got 2 hours left. Listen to us.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.